60s music group
tell a Southland movie studio to quit monkeying around.
About a dozen fans of Mickey Dolenz, Mike Nesmith, Peter Tork, and Davy Jones took to the sidewalk in front of Columbia Studios.
The Monkees brought to the rock world what the Beatles did, but in their own way. See, they started a phenomenon.
Fans Tanya Markham and Randall Webster agree that after some 23 years, the group should be allowed to keep its name without paying royalties to Columbia Studios.
The fans speaking out will say something not only to Columbia, but to the general public as well.
And that message?
The Monkees free! Monkees, that's the way it should be!
In Burbank, Shelley Dash, KFWB News 98.
They're saying that's the KFWB News time, 8:49. The RT Southland movie giant and a famous music group from the 1960s brings loyal fans to the studio.
They may sound like cheerleaders, but they're actually diehard fans of... The group is fighting to save its name, to use it without paying royalties to Columbia Studios. Longtime fan, Randall Webster.
And you've got a group that's been around for 23 years, collecting fans from all age groups. And that says something about the guys, how close they are to our hearts. And, you know, whatever happens about Columbia listening or not, we're here. We're supporting our guys because we love them.
The fans marched in front of Columbia Studios. From Burbank, Shelley Lash, KFWB News 98.
Part of a popular music group of the 60s.
Now, the group they're referring to, if you haven't already guessed, the Monkees, fighting to keep their name without paying royalties to Columbia Studios, which still owns the rights to the name. About a dozen diehard fans marched in front of Columbia in an energetic show of support for Peter Tork, Davy Jones, Mickey Dolenz, and Mike Nesmith.
If Columbia says, well, they might have other plans for the use of the name, what other plans could there be? It would be like using a fingerprint for somebody else for their purpose.
From Burbank, Shelley Dash, KFWB, News 98.
Things happening. The Monkees are back on TV. The Beach Boys.